Through our new tool today. It only affects the free audio version. Everything else is the same as it was. But I hope all that stuff works out well. Hell yeah, it is.
The ballet.
No.
I ended up ripping the audio out of the video. Some footage of some stuff. Test some things out for an idea I've got. Zangief loves slowed down Belgian music. It's a well known part of his character. He would not be able to do the spinning pile driver without it. Thank you. trying to do bad things to me. Trust public transportation.
A 9mm and my 9mm speaker. My 9-inch beater when it's time to get sweeter. I'm gonna pull my dick up, put it in a sucker's mouth. The 9 is a classic, I'm the master, who you asking? My 9mm and my 9mm speaker. My 9-inch beater when it's time to get sweeter. I'm gonna pull my dick up, put it in a sucker's mouth.
I saw Chris, the other half of Midnight Brown, at my Blue Shorts event. That's most of the reason why I wanted to go. Was I knew he was going to be there. And he was like, "I was listening to that stuff the other day. That stuff is still good." Yes, I agree. Hard for me to say that, but yeah, no, yeah, it is. I like that. It got me thinking about maybe actually putting that stuff on Bandcamp, but I don't know. It's like all of it is. The MP3s are so low quality. The idea of someone getting it and going, "Oh yeah, Flax." It's just not. It's just not. Yeah, no, that's definitely, I think I also, well, I'll tell you, I think that a lot of the songs with the heavier effects on the vocals are songs that probably aged better, because I don't have to listen to them and go, "Oh, right, fuck."
Give me an atomic kick.
I don't know that stuff's ever been on a tape before. I think, but yeah, it was like 04 or whatever, so we were definitely burning CDs by then. A floppy, yeah, we're gonna release it on DAT and mini disc. Got like 5 blank mini discs and a mini disc recorder somewhere, so. So that was actually the, there was a time when we were recording stuff, not as Midnight Brown, but like back in the I guess it would have been the Headboard days. There were cases where we were recording tracks, or like live shows, but mostly it was all audio, and we were recording it onto SVHS tapes. And because the audio quality on Super VHS tape was like pretty good at a time when, or you know, it could be as good as, if not better than, like, you know, your like a home 4-track recorder or something. And so we had some tracks that were on SVHS tapes. I want to say we were bringing it to shows, or like we were rehearsing at the local venue was like whatever. We could just go in there and practice if we needed to. And I think we were recording live shows or live rehearsals, like full band rehearsals, onto SVHS tape. Like no camera, and it wasn't like, hey, here's a video. It was like, hey, that we need the audio quality on this is better, so we're bringing this VCR to the venue and hooking it up to the board. I don't know if those tapes ever got used for anything, but I know we were doing it for a little bit. Yeah, yes, definitely the uncanny valley between lo-fi and high. It was like the attempt at higher fi, but still pretty lo-fi when you think about it. I don't know, when we went into into an actual studio to record, I think all that stuff was on DAT tapes. Putting out laser discs would be pretty cool. I don't even have a laser disc player. I've had the occasional opportunity to get one for not a whole lot of money, but just never. Just like, I'm never gonna get into collecting Laserdiscs. There's like a handful of Laserdiscs I would like to have access to, and even then it's only to just like very quickly capture them because those movies are not available elsewhere or something, you know? But I always wanted a Laser Active. I always wanted the Pioneer Laser Active because I wanted to play Pyramid Patrol and I wanted to play Genesis games on a Laserdisc player because that's stupid. I would just want like a bunch of fucking weird but rad looking anime laser discs in a language I couldn't even understand, you know? And then just put them on and have them on in the background. Yeah, no, yeah, buying crates, yeah, totally. That seems like a good plan. Like, if you're gonna get in, right? I mean, if you can get that stuff by the crate. I want to say I was reading someone had devised a scheme that would be like, okay, we've figured out a way to make like basically a perfect duplication of a Laserdisc. They got. I don't know if that was something that they, it was like a solved problem now, but it was at least something that, like, I feel like last I heard there was like some, they had either figured it out or they were close to, or they had some good ideas. I don't remember. Because right now, all the Laserdisc emulation is just like, you get the frame file, which is like, okay, here are the frames for these scenes, and, you know, so you know, so the game knows what clips it needs to load, but basically it's an MPEG capture of the video. If the frame files, the like the information about what video is where, and how that corresponds to the frames in the MPEG, basically, I want to say that was probably coded by hand, and not something they ripped off a Laserdisc or whatever. Well, I guess like the ROMs for the arcade games would know what to look for, right? It's just a matter of like when they send a seek command to a laser, you know, the Laserdisc player part of the video game, you need to translate that into actually seek on this video file to these frames instead or something. I don't know, yeah. That's... It's not quite a cue sheet, but it might as well be. Daphne, the Laserdisc emulator, uses. In case you want to play some of that hot loop in the third. Cliffhanger, what have you. But yeah, I always figured it would just be like ripping a CD or something. You just needed a player that would be able to do it. And then, you know, finally hearing like, oh no, they're actually totally analog. It's not like a CD at all. Like, oh, this format's a fucking mess. What a weird thing. Or like, what about those, what is it, RCA video discs? In the big cartridges. It's like ripping a VHS board game. Yeah. I mean, I guess I did. I did capture the VCR Clue tape and put it on a DVD with a menu and everything. And then I fucked it up at some point. I forget. I fucked up the menu. It was supposed to be scene one with scene two or something. Just making the DVD menu, I fucked it up. And never bothered to fix it because I was bored with the project already. It's like, well, I already made a DVD menu that fucking plays the song Daisy Dukes over a clip from VCR Clue, and it just loops over the menu. So as far as I'm concerned, my work here is done. National Guild of Hypnotists. Pretty good. I couldn't believe that bed skirt that we got that came with an instructional CD-ROM that was just a corrupted MPEG on a disc with an auto-run file that just pointed at the MPEG. Like, straight up MPG. Like, just a really rotten fucking video file that does not play on VLC, but will play on the latest version, you know, whatever version of Windows Media Player. And then I ended up converting it to MP4 so that I could upload it to my Tumblr and some other and Instagram. I was like, nah, I'm just gonna put this out here. Just gonna get this out here for people to see. I mean, it worked, you know, without those instructions, I don't think I would have been able to get that bed skirt on because it's weird. But I was expecting to stick it in and have it, like, pop up like a DVD player or, you know, be an actual video disc of some kind, a VCD even. But no, it was just like, oh yeah, we burned this MPEG to a disc and here you go. I'm like, what? I still need to convert the rest of those episodes of Kids Against Crime. there was traffic. There is traffic. I'm in it. Like that song. I'm in it. I'm on it. this. Okay. Record a vocal track to a song and then take it and then put it in this car. On a tape playing out of a boombox on the passenger seat. Broadcast that out via Mixler and drive around until it fucks up. And then sample that back onto the track. Just have the vocals loop for like an hour. And then drive around, record the whole hour. And you'll get some of it to fuck up in interesting ways in the right spots. Maybe. Maybe.
The beginning of a new and excitingly different story.
Yeah, I guess, like, carving your name into the bottom of a CD is probably an easier way to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, an album of Sid's would be pretty cool. Just the holiday, yes. Or how about, yeah, just an album that's just the holiday rap. Bit crushed 12 different ways.
I'm gonna diss you right now.
Maybe the case for having an Android phone is that I could have a Commodore 64 emulator on it and load up sick demos and crack music. Right here in the car. Yeah, it's like the car is just, you know, it's a big speaker chamber and we're just putting a microphone in the middle of it and... It's pretty much the same thing they do in a studio, you know? Maybe I can set up a microphone array here in the car and then get like an impulse of it for use in like a convolver type of situation. Kind of cool, just completely trashed cars with like really good fucking mid-90s stereo systems in them. Like convolver's like a... Maybe I'm using the wrong word. Like a reverb chamber. Like you're recording a reverb impulse that you can apply to audio to make it sound like it was played in that room. Like, oh, this is now played in a tiny circular drum made of metal. Or this is played in a big church. Like all that sort of stuff. Record some impulses of the car. traffic is suck.
Go get your biscuit, cock it like this quick. If your bitch shit gon' be a statistic, I'm just a misfit. And all I know is how to go ballistic.
Do you wanna be a gangster? Do you wanna be a gangster? Do you wanna be a hustler? Do you wanna be a hustler? Do you wanna be a gangster? Do you wanna be a gangster? Do you wanna be a hustler? Do you wanna be a hustler?
Beard dog living the life, making hits all day and getting high. This AK come to life right off my chest. Yeah, officers said my life was worth less than a dollar. Mommy told me I was a baller. I survived cause I was smarter. A big small fish in a pond, you better get larger. Motherfucker wear bulletproof vest. Motherfuckers like me get stressed. And I'm living in a maze. I get fucked up and I do it for days. Putting bullets to your car doors. Car doors. Motherfucker, I'ma warn you.
found the Residents to be really creepy as a kid. Like hearing their songs, there was something off-putting about them. About Fishheads anyway. It's like, I just made me not want to get into the Residents. And then they put out that CD-ROM game. That's all I know about the Residents.
Guitar Show.
this Saturday, 10 to 5, man, I got to go to the guitar show. Any show specials? What do, you know, can I get some sick pedals? Like hardware I would buy at this point. Like I don't use the hardware I have. Got an Amaudio Ozone, it's fine. I've got a Micro Korg that I don't use. But it's got a vocoder on it, and that's kind of cool and fun. It's got, you know, a microphone input. I found my my talk box, my and the hose on it just looks filthy. So I probably need to put that in the dishwasher or something. I don't even know. I guess, yeah, I could probably just get new tubing, huh? Yeah, that's probably a lot easier. That was, I don't remember what, like, there were, I brought that in for some podcasts at a point, we were using the talk box on the podcast a little bit. And I have been thinking about bringing it back in for the after show someday. I think it's gonna happen. I don't know. I'm like very reluctant in some ways because I feel like it's opening a really dark door. But I really do feel like it's inevitable at this point that after show is going to generate some kind of hip hop song about Fortnite. It's only a matter of time now, really. Or if not there, then somewhere else. I feel like that's probably unstoppable at this point. Question I wanted to ask, like, I don't know who to ask about it, is if we can take, if our audio network license allows us to, like, if I were to write and perform a Fortnite rap song, could we then take it to its logical conclusion and ensure it ends up on Spotify? Generated, which is not different. I mean, come on. write a, put together, slap together a fucking generic plus, let's call it. Beat that can be used for such rap endeavors. So I want to find out the answer to that question, because it determines if it's like, okay, we're going to spend a day listening to all of the fucking instrumental hip hop on Audio Network and pick one out. Yeah, probably make a video about, clearly you've got to put a video together to put on YouTube. I mean, that's the primary means of distribution, obviously, but in my heart, it needs to be on Fortnite for it to be Fortnite, you know? Grocery market raps. I mean, like the GOBK, the Grocery Outlet Brew Crew. Are they coming through? No Star Citizen raps, huh? Yeah, I feel like it's better to start in the common version of the form before attempting such an advanced move. Get a Fortnite rap out there and then do this. This idea, and I executed on it, and then when I was about halfway through it, I realized that maybe it was not what I was looking for. But Jeff Minter, game creator, lately has been just tweeting out a lot of YouTube links to songs. And I got it in my head, what if I built a Spotify playlist out of the music that Jeff Minter is tweeting about and then tried listening to it? Could I get in the Jeff Minter headspace and, you know, feel a vibe, if you will? And then as I was getting into it, I realized that he mostly just is tweeting out Underworld and the Prodigy, and like, yeah, kind of already down with at least some of that, some Crystal Method in there. So I put 40 tracks on a playlist that way, and a lot of it was like he was linking to a lot of like live sets and stuff that obviously is not on Spotify that I just skip, which is a shame because a lot of that seemed like the most interesting stuff, but then some of it was a bunch of psytrance, and I'm just like, no thanks. Honestly, look, I've got limits, is what I'm saying, about how far I'm willing to go. And that's why I'll never be Jeff Minter. You know, for better or worse, I think he's I think he's a treasure. just like more interested in, at least, at the, you know, this era for sure. I guess my tastes have evolved a bit here, but classically, I've always been into electronic music that sounded like a fight was happening, not a rave. Like, shit that sounds like some shit is going down. Yeah, Crystal Method. I forgot, I was looking last night, so while I was building this playlist, there was some Crystal Method on it, and I found myself looking at, like, looking at, like, more recent Crystal Method, and then remembering, like, oh, right, the one dude left, and it's now just the other dude, and... like Castlevania on a lot of those, on featured on a handful of those songs as well, which is interesting. I don't know. Interesting is not the word about it. Some of that stuff seemed okay. I don't know. Yeah, it's a different, yeah, Crystal Method's kind of a different thing over the last, like, I think two albums, maybe three. No, not Castlevania the game, it's a guy, I think it's a guy, I have some Lake Castlevania. I have to be quick about it though, we're getting kind of close. Up enough. Anyway. There's a different version of that song that I like somewhat more, I guess I would say. And with that, I'm here. I'm home. I made it. Thank fucking God. That drive was too long. It's official. That drive was too long. I'm going to pull these garbage cans in from the street. And then, eat something?